BLM rails against Biden executive order. Policing is a white supremacist institution rooted in slave patrolling. By Joshua Klein on May 29, 2022. The radical activist group Black Lives Matter railed against the white supremacist institution of policing, decrying its roots in racism and slave patrolling, while attacking politicians who support our killers. In a series of tweets Thursday following President Joe Biden's signing of an executive order on policing reforms. In the wake of the president's signing an order intended to improve accountability in policing, the official Black Lives Matter, BLM, Twitter account, which has over 1 million followers, expressed outrage over the fact that policing continues. Maintaining a white supremacist institution like policing costs black lives, the group wrote. This continued commitment by politicians to support our killers makes them accessories to our demise. In follow-up tweets, the recent policing reforms were deemed ineffective as the very institution of policing is described as inherently rooted in racism. Politicians have been protecting systems of policing as if it could magically abandon its roots of slave patrolling and anti-black violence, the tweet reads. Banning chokeholds and requiring body cameras doesn't keep us safe. More money for training doesn't keep us safe. According to the organization, Biden's executive order willfully ignores the inherently racist origins of policing and advances the same ideas over and over again as if somehow it will magically make old, outdated approaches work. Halfway measures will not save our people from white supremacy and state violence, it wrote. The divisive tweets followed the police order, which seeks reforms on racism and excessive use of force and was signed on the second anniversary of the death of George Floyd, a black man who died after being restrained by Minneapolis police officers in 2020 and whose death set off a series of violent riots nationwide. The signing also took place a day after the attack on an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, which left 19 children and 2 adults dead, and a little over a week after 10 people were killed in a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York. During the signing at the White House, Biden claimed the reckoning on race inspired 2 years ago is beginning to fade. The BLM movement first rose to notoriety in the U.S. following the 2013 acquittal of George Zimmerman, the same year it was founded. The group has openly supported and praised dictators, and its founders have admitted to being trained Marxists, with a co-founder mentored by an ex-domestic terrorist. BLM actively espouses the tenets of critical race theory, CRT, a hot issue for voters going into the 2022 midterm elections. During the 2020 anti-police riots, the most costly in U.S. history, many leaders in blue cities caved to BLM's call to defund the police, which became popular with Democrats during and after the 2020 presidential election season. However, crime has surged nationwide after progressives campaigned endlessly against police, leading to eroded confidence in law enforcement, sunken police morale, and an officer exodus. Following the defunding of police in many Democrat cities, murder rates rose 16% in 2021 across major U.S. cities, a trend which is already bleeding into 2022. Big cities are also continuing to see an upward trend of violent crime in places such as Los Angeles and New York City, both of which defunded their departments and employed soft-on-crime bail reform which allows career criminals back on the streets. However, with a continuing crime wave across America's big cities, poll after poll after poll has shown that a majority of voters do not support defunding police, with many expressing their belief the policy has hurt public safety and contributed to rising crime. In response, Democrats have begun to distance themselves from the policies they pushed, at one point even attempting to blame Republicans for defunding police. More recently, both Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, denounced the idea, with Pelosi proclaiming that defunding police is not a policy of the Democrat Party. In January, Brown University economics professor Glenn Lurie lamented the current state of crime nationwide, as he accused BLM activists of having buckets of blood on their hands for their role in soaring crime and homicide rates. In December, it was revealed that BLM activists gave a talk to over 150 people, telling students that crime is made up and black people are enslaved when they are sent to jail. Last May, Breitbart News reported that since the death of George Floyd, Hollywood has devoted significant airtime to promoting far-left racial ideologies, with one report finding that 127 TV episodes have pushed BLM, the Defund the Police movement, and the belief that America is systemically racist. BLM leaders have also been involved in additional controversies. In February, a local BLM chapter paid the bond of one of its activists accused of attempting to assassinate Jewish Louisville mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. Last week, BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors was reported to have misused large sums of the charity's funds, according to tax documents filed with the IRS, with her brother and child's father both benefiting from handsome cash payments in return for various services. In an interview with the AP, Cullors also admitted she used the group's $6 million property to host personal parties, igniting further suspicions of corruption on the part of BLM leaders. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.